We have our council goal setting sessions on February 21st and 22nd. I'm anticipating housing for all and downtown housing and addressing our homeless situation will continue to be the priorities.
And what are some policies that you see for affordable housing specifically or housing specifically in Santa Rosa?
So the state of California passed some laws regarding increasing the density in 2012. We incorporated that into our codes, and then we passed a couple weeks ago our supplemental density bonuses where you can increase the housing by almost 100% by increasing the density in the areas that we want that increased. So we're already starting that path. But basically, we'll have a very robust community input opportunity where we'll be listening to the community as to how do we want to build our downtown. And my hope and my interest is we need more housing downtown. We need to go higher. I'd love to see multi-story, 12, 15, 16, 20-story buildings downtown Santa Rosa, have affordable housing downtown Santa Rosa, not just affordable, but mixed use, where you have market rate housing right in the same building with affordable housing.
I think a lot of people are concerned that they might not be able to afford to live in those new houses that are built. How do you address those concerns? And can you talk about more specific plans to make some of those units affordable, if that is your idea?
That is the big challenge, because there's not a lot of profit in affordable housing. One thing that we do have going, unfortunately, Measure N, our housing bond, did not pass by the voters. But with our, in response to the fires, we have a community and development block grant disaster relief fund. And tentatively, Santa Rosa is earmarked to get $38.5 million for multifamily units. We have projects in the pipeline now that could use that, and those would be affordable housing units. And the reason City of Santa Rosa is getting that is, we lost 5,000 homes in our community. And in the Coffee Park area, my neighborhood, approximately 40% of the homes lost were going to renters. So that's displaced them. So where are they now? That's the big thing that we're struggling with. Unfortunately, $38 million is not enough to address the need, but it's a start. And what my hope is, if we can show some projects are successful, that'll attract others.
Considering one of Schwedhelm's top priorities is reducing homelessness, I also asked him about the city's campaign to eliminate many homeless encampments. It's controversial. As the camps are torn down, those living there must find new shelter.
Some people have the impression the police just go in and move them along. At any of the encampments that have grown, the first one being the Farmers Lane Extension, we inundated the area with offers of services. But eventually, like in that area, that was the City of Santa Rosa property. We're not okay with that. We do have a shelter system of care, and it's shared responsibility. Some people don't want to go into a shelter, but for me, it may be a step. It's better than sleeping outside. It's much safer to be inside. And it's also supportive of our Housing First program, which is something else that the City of Santa Rosa adopted in 2016. We've totally revamped the system where it's more important. We need to get a roof over your head before we start working on if you have addiction issues, if you have mental health issues. Wait for you to get a roof over your head. That's the primary thing. Then we can start dealing in providing you with other supportive services.